Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. If someone has a relative or a friend in pain, and it hurts that person so much to see his loved one suffering, he should use those hurt feelings and strengthen himself to help that person in the best way possible. How is that? Salvations, as we know, come only from Hashem. And Hashem has given us ways to bring about those salvations, namely prayer and good deeds. We should never underestimate the power of taking upon ourselves extra mitzvot to do as a merit to help those in need. Ashrechem Yisrael. We do see so many people gathering together, taking on projects as groups to help their friends, whether it's for a refuah shelema, for a shiduch, for someone to have a child. It is not easy to add more obligations to our current schedules. But we should know that every time we sacrifice our time and energy for others, we are helping them immensely. At the same time, I saw brought down in a sefer that we are also being credited for the mitzvah of tzedakah. As was once mentioned, tzedakah is not only done with money, it can be accomplished with time and energy as well. Praying for others, or accepting mitzvot upon ourselves to help them, is not just a by-the-way, extra nice thing to do. It is the greatest help that we can give them. And the more we put our hearts into what we're doing, the more powerful those prayers and good deeds will be. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein told that when he was a child, he went to Yeshivat Etz Chaim to be tested, to be allowed to get in. While he was online waiting, he heard that the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, did not sleep at all the previous night. He became very curious to know why. And after he investigated, this is what he found out. Rav Isser Zalman was up late learning Torah in his study as usual. Suddenly there was a knock at the door. The rabbi answered and saw a woman there in tears. She asked if she could please speak to the Rosh Yeshiva for just a couple of minutes. She came into the house and she poured out her heart saying she just had her 10th wedding anniversary and still has not merited to have a child. She was very concerned now that her husband was going to divorce her. She said, "My husband is all I have, and now I'm going to lose him. Please, Rabbi, help me." Rav Isser Zalman listened to her cries, and he felt her pain. He consoled her with some words of chizuk, and she left feeling a little better. The cries of that woman tore the heart of the rabbi, and right then and there, he stood up, and he began praying for her. He spent the rest of the night pleading with Hashem to give her and her husband a child. And his prayers pierced the heavens, because that year, this couple was zoche to have a beautiful baby boy. The rabbi knew that the greatest way he could help them was by going straight to Hashem. And he used the pain that he felt to pray the best way possible. We could all help our friends and family by using the pain that we feel over their situation to pour out our hearts to Hashem and beg Him for salvations. Have a great day.